Episode 72, Laying the Foundations of Subjects.
Welcome to the Principles in Practice podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. We're going to be talking about laying the foundations of subjects in this episode. And I want to go here because oftentimes, especially in a classical form of education, the idea is that the way to lay a foundation is in what's referred to as the grammar stage. Now, if you're familiar with biblical classical, we don't see eye to eye with other classical forms as far as the trivium goes. We see the child as a whole person, and we recognize that regardless of the age of an individual, they are learning vocabulary. They are making connections. They are trying to reason from what they see. And they're also practicing rhetoric to the extent that they're able to. Now, in Matthew 7:24 through 27, Jesus teaches us the parable of the wise man and the foolish man. You'll likely remember how it goes. The wise man builds his house upon the rock, and the foolish man builds his house upon the sand. When the storm comes, the wise man's foundation remains, and the foolish man's foundation is swept away. Of course, the strong foundation in the parable is Jesus Christ. In like manner, laying the foundation of subjects upon Jesus Christ has everything to do with whether or not what students learn will stand or be swept away. First things first, Christ is the foundation. Without him as the foundation, everything is seen through a secular humanist worldview. 1 Corinthians 3:11 teaches us, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." The Puritan founders of Harvard comprehended the application of the principle from 1 Corinthians 3:11 in education. They said, "Let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to lay Christ at the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning." That right there is the historical form of education in America, a biblical framework for each sphere of life and learning. In biblical classical, we go deep versus broad when it comes to the foundations of subjects. So, using history as an example, that isn't to say that students don't learn the spectrum of historical accounts or the big picture. They do. However, they focus on learning the biblical principles of the subject with the cause to effect and to discern when God's principles are either being honored or violated. In other words, as the student studies, biblical principles are the foundation and the walls are the subject which they learn. Now, family is the first foundation of community. Noah Webster defines community as, properly, common possession or enjoyment, as a community of goods, a society of people having common rights and privileges or common interests, civil, political, or ecclesiastical, or living under the same laws and regulations, commonness, frequency. That's from Webster's 1828 dictionary. So family is where children first enjoy a common possession of private property within the family unit. It's where children first experience a society of people. And it's where children first experience commonness with other individuals. With Christ as the foundation of each family, families become a strong foundation of each society, because families make up societies. That's one reason why it's essential for Christ to be the foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Foundations begin with biblical principles as they give a solid premise from which to reason. And that's just the beginning, and it's a tremendously wonderful beginning. These foundations shape minds for the future. Connections are made by students as they study the liberty timeline in each subject. They learn to see how God uses individuals, events, institutions, locations, and documents to move his story of liberty forward in the lives of individuals and nations. Additionally, they learn to discern when God's principles are being honored or violated. Furthermore, they learn to think internal to external and cause to effect. Those working components help shape their minds to think in this way and conscientiously apply God's principles to life as they renew their minds with them. As students make connections on the Liberty timeline, they remember it because they interact with it regularly throughout their lessons. Comprehending the working components help them learn the how and why of events, and that makes it meaningful to them. The pillars of liberty are like the pegs upon which students hang their memory as they teach about two views of God, man, and government, and that is either a biblical worldview or a secular humanist worldview. As they learn the biblical principles of liberty, students gain understanding and comprehend the importance and value of God's intelligent and practical principles for life. That allows them to recall history and know how to operate in truth in all spheres of life. They see how it's relevant to them today. Now, this isn't to say that students are to just do things externally for the sake of doing them or in a legalistic way. Not at all. God loves us and He gives us a compass for operating in truth in this world, and that compass is His Word. It has to begin with the individual inside, internally. And as students learn providential history, they're being evangelized. As students learn the principles of God's Word, their minds are being renewed, and the Holy Spirit does a work within the individual. These foundations equip families for life. The biblical classical approach is about thinking generationally. The biblical classical philosophy and method is essential because it teaches the whole child. For we all know that children begin attempting to reason from very early ages. However, being human, they attempt to reason from within about the world. Therefore, it's of utmost importance to begin teaching them how to reason from true truth. That is to say, biblical principles. The content, philosophy, and methodology matter greatly when it comes to equipping families for life in a free nation. Because it's not just about fact, events, and dates. Rather, it's about internalizing God's principles by the renewing of the mind and the application for Christian living. If you're interested in being mentored and discipled in the biblical classical approach, go to principledacademy.com and get on the wait list for the Biblical Classical Homeschool Experience membership. Thanks for joining me today. I hope this episode gives you much to think about, and I'll talk to you in the next one.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principledacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.